If your hair is falling out, take iron. If your nails are brittle, if your hair is brittle, if you want your hair to grow faster, if you want your skin to look better, take biotin. If you want your eyelashes or eyebrows to grow longer, put castor oil on them, or coconut oil, or Vaseline. When you go to bed at night, you can do it on a spoolie or on your finger. If you have waterproof mascara on or waterproof makeup and your makeup remover isn't taking it off, you can use coconut oil, but make sure you double cleanse after because it can make you break out. If you want to shave your bikini line and you want to avoid bumps, razor bumps, use coconut oil. I'm telling you, this changes your life. If you have really bad allergies, like myself, go to your local farmer's market or get local honey, and then you can take that once a day or once every other day, and also take bee pollen supplements. I take it in a pill. It helps with your allergies. If you want to sleep through the night, take magnesium, but there's a certain one you need to get because the other one will make you literally shit yourself. So if you need to shit, take magnesium, but not the sleepy one. If you're having an allergic reaction or your allergies are really bad, take Benadryl. When you're in the shower, you're going to shampoo your hair and immediately rinse it out. Then you're going to keep a clip in the shower. You're going to put your conditioner in or your hair mask. You're going to clip your hair up so the water doesn't wash away the product. You're going to do whatever you need to do. Then you're going to rinse out the conditioner. And then you wash your body. If you wash your body before you rinse out your conditioner, the conditioner leaves oils on your skin, which can cause back acne or ass acne, whatever you're into, and arm acne. If you don't have water and you need to shave your legs, you can use coconut oil or lotion. Also, your bikini line, I said to use the coconut oil. Do it for your armpits too. I'm telling you, game changer. Game changer. Use men's deodorant whenever you go to the gym, and the gel kind, not the powder kind, because the powder kind balls up and then will fall on the ground while you're working out, and that's very embarrassing, and then you'll have white balls underneath your arms, and you don't want that. Men's deodorant lasts longer, and the gel kind lasts longer as well. Whenever you pump a pimple, I want you to immediately put hydrogen peroxide on it. Before you pop a pimple, you're going to wash your face, and then you're going to use a tissue or toilet paper on your fingers, and then you're going to pop it so your actual skin is not touching the pimple itself. After that, you're going to wash your face again, do your face regimen, then you're going to take a Q-tip, and the Q-tip is going to be water on one end. You're going to go around and remove all the product. Then on the other end, you're going to put hydrogen peroxide on it. Then you're going to dab your pimple, and you're going to leave it. You're not going to put anything on it. You're going to go to bed. Wake up in the morning and let me know what it looks like. You're going to be baffled. Key thing here, though, the pimples, skin, barrier, whatever, needs to be opened. So you can't just do it if the pimple's not opened and it can't penetrate into it. Your water bottle, go wash it. Put it under hot water, and then I also want you to clean the shit out of the straw. All around, do it. If you cut your strawberries, put them in a mason jar and then store them in the fridge. They last longer. If you put your avocados out and let them ripen, then put them in the fridge and they will last longer. You can also put them in water in the fridge and they also last longer. Use avocado oil instead of olive oil whenever you cook. Olive oil can actually become toxic whenever it reaches a certain temperature, and avocado oil does not get as toxic. It takes more heat for it to become toxic. So switch your ass to avocado oil. If you have white shoes, use a Mr. Clean on them. You need to buy a water pick, but you don't need to put mouthwash in it. That's just a waste, and you don't need to do any of that. You can use your water pick, and then you can use your mouthwash after you brush your teeth. In your car, I want you to always have a portable battery, extra chargers, an extra change of clothes, extra shoes, an umbrella, wet wipes, makeup, hairbrush, perfume, deodorant, sunglasses, cash, coins, quarters, hair ties, clips, sunscreen, bug spray, and a set of playing cards. Obviously, you should always have chapstick, lip gloss, hand sanitizer, but those are just givens. I would hope that's in your car right now. An extra thing of water, snacks, and please, for the love of God, make sure you have a tire changing kit. Find it on Amazon. You need it. Always lotion after the shower, even though you don't want to. It's going to help your skin prevent wrinkling over time. So I use the Vaseline big ass bottle you can get at Walmart. It's like the Vaseline moisturizer, I don't know. If you're gonna lay out in the sun all day or be underneath some type of UV, make sure you moisturize before you go and do all that. It's gonna help with your tan. It's gonna help prevent the wrinkles and give you a nice tan and also keep you silky smooth. If you're a blonde girly and you have purple shampoo, mix that shit in with your shampoo and put it in and leave it in for like 30 seconds. Not a minute, unless you want gray hair, but the longer you leave it in, it strips the color and it strips your hair and it makes it more delicate and fragile. So just put it in temporarily and then wash out. I think a lot of y'all forget rinse and repeat. If you haven't washed your hair for a good amount of time or you have a lot of product in your hair, don't just shampoo and condition. You need to shampoo and then rinse it out and shampoo again. Or shampoo, condition. You need to get all of that stuff out of your hair follicles so your hair can grow. Get a silk pillowcase. Get a hair bonnet for the days that you don't wash your hair. Your hair is oily. Whenever you sleep on your pillow, the oils go on your pillowcase and then they go on your face. That causes acne. So do that. Stop picking your face. Do something else with your hands. Stop picking it and stop touching it. The more you touch your face, the more you pick your face, the oilier it's going to get and the more pimples you're going to get. So stop touching it. Please, for the love of God, double cleanse at night. Good Lord. I think that's all for now. I'll probably come up with more, but good luck with those.